Tonight, cases of the coronavirus surging in the U.S. and news tonight on the president's son, Barron. First Lady Melania Trump revealing Barron did test positive for COVID after she and the president tested positive too. What she reveals about her son and her own symptoms from the virus. And the president is asked about his son today, what he says, then quickly pivoting to a Supreme Court nominee. This all comes as the number of hospitalizations rises in at least 36 states tonight, amid concerns of a second wave in this country with Americans closer together in the colder weather. The warning late today from Dr. Anthony Fauci about Thanksgiving gatherings. We also have news on children and vaccine trials tonight, and the second wave already hitting Europe. The Supreme Court showdown, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, the president's choice to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, pressed today by both Democrats and Republicans on the Affordable Care Act, coverage for millions, with a case before the court just days after the election. Republicans signaling today they know this is an issue the American people are watching closely, and what they asked Judge Barrett to clarify today. Terry Morant standing by. 20 days until Election Day, early voting now underway in 48 states. What we're seeing across the country, you'll hear from voters right here tonight. And President Trump in our most recent poll down significantly among women overnight, asking suburban women, quote, will you please like me? News tonight on the woman in New York's Central Park who called 911 about a black man, a bird watcher, falsely claiming he was threatening her, and what prosecutors have now revealed. And we are just learning tonight that one of the top college football coaches in America has come down with COVID.